Christ earlier, my biggest goal was that people wouldn't see me, that they would see Jesus Christ. And so I thought, well, I'm just this knucklehead actor. Man, what could I do? Well, I know the Mass, so I took the Eucharist every day. So now I got the Eucharist in me. I made sure I went to confession every day because I believed the Messiah didn't have any sin in him. And then I tried to focus and pray the rosary, and I was. And then at one point during the Last Supper, I asked Father Fulco, I said, hey, will you take the monstrance, put it next to the movie camera, and so when the world sees my eyes, they'll at least see the reflection of the monstrance of Jesus Christ in my eyes. And that just, when I watched the movie, you literally see a reflection of the priest in the eye with the monstrance, so they're literally seeing Jesus. So just simple things like that.
Have you ever heard of the actor in Hollywood, Jim Caviezel? I want to read a few quotes to you from himself. These are his own quotes. On his Catholic faith, Jim Caviezel said, without it, I lose my gratitude and my appreciation, and that's from the Holy Spirit. Without Christ, I got none of that. I've been around so many people who have a lot of things, but they're empty inside. Without the Spirit inside, you really don't have anything. You want more. The difference between wanting more from God is I want more love in me. I want more happiness. When I see a great saint or someone like Fr. Dave, I guess Franciscan Dave, or somebody who inspires me, I say, I could be better. I want to be better. It inspires me. Jim starred in the movie Passion of Jesus, or Passion of Christ, as the actor, he played the role of Jesus. And this is something he said that pretty much shook me to the core, brothers and sisters, because, I'll tell you in a moment. Jim said these words, my biggest goal was that people wouldn't see me, but that they would see Jesus Christ. And so I thought, I'm just this knucklehead actor, what can I do? Now, you know, as born-again believers in Christ, you and I, that's something that we would aspire to, right? That people would see Jesus and not see us. Now, this is probably going to offend a lot of my listeners. I'm sure it will. And I do believe we're living in the hour when many are falling away. What I'm about to say to you is really going to go to a place that's going to really try you. It's going to try what you really believe. I believe that what I'm about to say is really going to prick your heart. You're either going to be angry, or you're going to be thankful for what I'm about to say. I don't believe, brothers and sisters, there are very many real, true believers in Christ in this hour that are telling the truth. I think there's a lot of compromise out there. Okay? So in saying that, I want to read to you a quote from Jim Caviezel. He says, well, I know the Mass. Speaking of the Catholic Church. I know the Mass. So I took the Eucharist every day. So now I've got the Eucharist in me. I made sure I went to confession every day because I believe the Messiah didn't have any sin in him. And then I tried to focus and prayed the rosary. And at one point during the Last Supper, I asked Franciscan Foco, hey, will you take the monstrance and put it next to the movie camera? And so when the world sees my eyes, they'll at least see the reflection of the monstrance of Jesus Christ in my eyes. And when I watch the movie, you literally see a reflection of the priest in the eyes with the monstrance. Little things like that and the sacraments really impacted the film. Hello, folks. This is a wake-up call. Now, if that, what I just read to you, if it offended you, that I'm sharing this to expose, folks. This individual that seems like the world loves, seems like everybody loves him. Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of you. Now, listen to me. On the set, several times, Jim Caviezel dislocated his shoulder. Jim Caviezel was even struck by lightning in the last scene of the movie, The Passion of Christ. Even had to have heart surgery after the movie was over. Not only that, but he had pneumonia during the movie. Now, I know he attributes this all to saying that Jesus wanted him to feel his suffering. Now, when I listened to Jim Caviezel on a megachurch interview not too long ago, Jim Caviezel told everybody in the congregation that was there that they were all going to heaven. And he said to them, I know you're going to heaven. Folks, Jim Caviezel comes across as a very humble person and even adopted two Chinese children that have special needs. To the world, he's a very upstanding man. He is a man's man, if you will. But do good guys go to heaven? Do nice guys go to heaven? Hello. Let me ask you that again. Do nice guys go to heaven? Not only does the world say nice guys finish last, but in God's plan, nice guys don't finish at all. Are you listening? Nice guys do not go to heaven, brothers and sisters. Saved guys, saved people go to heaven. You must be born again to see the kingdom of God, to enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again. Did Jim Caviezel miss that scripture? In all that he has been through in his life, he has not seen that scripture. Well, like others, Jim Caviezel probably believes that you're born again through the suffering or the things you do in this life. I want you to know, folks, that Jesus Christ never instituted the things that Jim Caviezel is speaking of in this quote. The Mass, the Eucharist. Are you listening? The rosary. Jim Caviezel is a Catholic. In the Passion movie, Mel Gibson is a Catholic. A cigarette-sucking Catholic. Hello? Jim Caviezel said when he met Mel Gibson for the first time, his head was down. He couldn't even look up. Why is his head down? Does Mel Gibson have anything to be not ashamed of? No wonder his head is down.